We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
End of the show. The end of the show. End of the show. Took a lot of breath.
Whew. Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. Unless I'm on vacation. I'm Gregor, host of Mornings on 107.7 The End, Nerd Talk. Full 90 Extra Time podcast is delayed because I was on vacation. Should have an episode out tomorrow. All right, let's make some silly jokes. What's been happening here? I got a lot to get through. Hope you're ready for me to figure it out as we go. Listening to stuff, I didn't really listen to much while I was on vacation. We had three people with three different tastes in music. We did a lot of talking, actually, which was very nice. Very cool. I want to read Dune, the book, because they finished shooting or production or something, filming for the movie that they're going to do, which sounds awesome. And I went for the first time ever to the Northeast, to the Atlantic Northeast. Is that how they say it? The Atlantic Coast. I don't know. Look, I don't have much familiarity with the Northeast. I'd never been to New England. There's the word I was looking for. Finally found it. Nice. I'd never been anywhere beyond New York. Been to Ohio before. I don't know. New York is awesome. Had a great time there. My wife spent 10 years in New York, so going there with her is awesome because she knows how to get around and what's cool and fun things to see. And so she's a planner, too, which makes my free-spiritedness and grumpiness really balance out pretty well. Anyway, we went to Boston to start this week-long trip that we were on. I got to give a shout-out to my father-in-law. Sup, Ed? This guy travels for a living, and so for Christmas last year, he gave my wife a free trip because he has all the points and all the miles, and he just made it possible for us to fly to Boston, Seattle to Boston, my wife, Space Baby, myself. And then we stayed in hotels because he lives in a hotel full-time, because he's a traveling consultant. So he booked flights and hotels for a week-long trip. All we had to do is buy ourselves one plane ticket for Space Baby. What a deal. What a guy. Anyway, I gotta give him props for that. So we flew from here to Boston Logan. Got there, and it turns out that like all the cool stuff is like right in downtown Boston. So if you want to go see where the, you know, where the Sons of Liberty had their secret meeting to start the revolution or whatever, it's right there amongst all the skyscrapers and business people. And that's a problem because those business people mixing with the tourists, boy, do they look grumpy. No one in Boston, except for people who are paid to be friendly, seemed to be happy. Everyone looked so grumpy. Not just like, I'm busy, I'm a business person, here I go, look at me. But more like, I hate everything. The only thing I care about is the Patriots. Also, Patriot stuff everywhere, because duh. Anyway, everyone in Boston looks grumpy, and then taking a toddler through the sea of people and stuff is quite the undertaking. We went during the middle of the week. I can't imagine what like a Friday or Saturday is like there. It must be awful. We went to MIT. Well, we just ate breakfast next to MIT. At this place called The Friendly Toast. Would totally recommend it, specifically if you like vegan food as well. They do a good job of that. I had, I'm sure, some sort of, I had French toast. Oh, it doesn't matter what I had. It was awesome. Anyway, MIT, you're just like driving down the street and here's MIT. It's not like a campus. It's just like buildings on the side of the road in Cambridge. Then we went to Harvard. And I got to say, Harvard is pretty impressive. Their library, their main library, is something else. But I've been to a lot of universities. I went to one. I paid them a lot of money to go there and do a terrible job. I did a terrible job. I don't know how they did. And the campus was gorgeous. I was less blown away by Harvard than I thought I would be. I thought with the amount of money and brain power that's going through there that it would be like, oh my God. Instead, I was like, well, this is pretty. I don't know. That's just me being judgy. Then we hopped in the car and drove up to New Hampshire. The thing about New England, there's the word, thank you. The thing about New England is all those states, like it's so easy to say, but all those states are so close together. And the same time it would take us to drive from Snohomish to Tacoma for like a show at Tacoma Dome, you can get from Boston to Portsmouth, New Hampshire. You can go a state away. And then like 20 more minutes, you can go to another state. Added 3 new states to my list of states that I've visited. I actually got to do the math and figure out what I'm missing out on here. Portsmouth is rad. I don't know how to describe it because it's kind of like a gritty town a little bit. But you go downtown and it is so cool. There are so many like bars and restaurants and shops and just like it's a great little vacation spot. You're right there on the water. There's a river. There's bridges. It's walkable. It must be awful during the winter. It was like 80 degrees one of the days we were there, which is crazy. We happened to stop at the beach. I didn't know, like, when people make fun of Jersey Shore and stuff like that, like, there are some beautiful sandy beaches on the East Coast. Like, that's obvious to say. I get it, but I never really thought about it. Like, Florida probably has that, but, like, from North Carolina all the way up, there's, like, different beaches you can go to that are gorgeous. Well, we went to Hampton Beach in New Hampshire on the way to Portsmouth and took Space Baby to the ocean, like his favorite thing. And Mom and Space Baby got soaked unexpectedly getting into the water and having just a blast. We had to go back because it was so much fun. Also, the tide is weird. I won't get into that now. I don't know. Then on the second day or whatever we were in New Hampshire, we got in the car and drove up to Maine to this place called Nubble Point. Nubble Park. Nubble Point Lighthouse. Nubble Point? Yeah, sure. It's in York, Maine. Anytime we see stuff like York or any of these names or anything like that, it's because like we're copying the East Coast. There, they're copying England. So there's all these towns that you would find, like whatever Stonehenge, whatever town that's in, and there's the next door to it town. They just have that renamed again in between Portsmouth and Boston. It's crazy. Anyway, so we go to York, and there's this like you drive out to this park, and out on an island like about 100 yards away is a lighthouse, and it is one of the most picturesque things I've ever seen. It's so like corny. Like I've seen some lighthouses on the West Coast too, and I feel the same way about those. But it was just incredible to see the power of the ocean on that side of the world. If you've never been, I would totally recommend it. I could talk about this for forever. Just had the best time. It was so expensive though. All the food everywhere we ate was like $1 million. Sandwiches in the hotel room, pizzas in the hotel room. That was the way to do it. So I stayed off of the internet. First of all, on Tuesday before I left, I switched off my email on my phone. Whew. You want to talk about detaching and making your trip last longer? Get away from your device. Now, I still did some Instagram stories. I get it, okay? But other than that, I really wasn't going on my phone to see what was happening. And it turns out that I was grumpy for other reasons. But, like, it wasn't because, you'll never believe what the president said now, or this lawmaker's a total liar, or impeach everyone. None of that, like, got through to me. The downside is now today I'm back on the internet full time, and all of it's playing catch up. From September 27th, I'm like, September 27th, October 2nd, leave me alone. I don't want to see people's posts about politics from 5 days ago. Gross. Hot takes, great. Reading headlines and saying dumb crap about it. Ugh, gross. The internet's awful. Even like stupid Twitter, and I didn't even like want to look at Instagram other than like I posted a few pictures of like the lighthouses that we went to. Yeah, I did some internet. But like for the most part, we cut that crap out and just enjoyed ourselves. And it makes such a huge difference to like making the time last. I took my camera, took a ton of photos. I'll post them all at some point. I don't know. And finally, one final take about... I've run way long. Wow. One final take about the New England. That's the word. Everywhere you go, it's lobster. Lobster, lobster, lobster. Everything is freaking lobster. Or lobsta, because they really play into the accent. L-O-B-S-T-A-H. I can't do the accent, so I won't try, but it's like crazy. Everywhere, it's lobster, and it's everything is a lobster shack. Fox's Lobster Shack, Bob's Lobster Shack, you know, it's all lobster. Best lobster, lobster rolls. Multiple people told me before I left, get a lobster roll when you're in New England. And the best place you could think to do that is in Maine, evidently. I don't actually know anything about where lobster is good or bad. But sure, what the hell? Let's get some Maine lobster at the place. It's out by a lighthouse. Everyone in line as long as could be. There's like a, you know how there's like the outdoor Ivars where you can walk up and get the fish and chips or like a cup of clam chowder, and then there's like the sit down and it's like fancier. And like, that's awesome. This is what it felt like. Get myself a lobster roll. Now, I'd like to preface that I don't like lobster, but I'm like, if you're going to eat it anywhere, this is like the place to do it. It is, you see it everywhere. Let's go. It's like eating a steak in the Midwest. I don't know if that analogy holds up, but like a salmon in Seattle. I look at this lobster roll. I take one bite. I do not understand what the appeal is to eating rubber bands and intestines at the same, like that. Lobster is disgusting. It's nasty. You're eating sea bugs. And like, yeah, I'm sure I eat something that's gross too. Like a steak in the Midwest. Oh boy. But lobster's gross. It's gross. The flavor's not awesome. The texture is awful. And it was $20 for a sandwich. Like, if you got a 6-inch sub sandwich from Subway, Eat Fresh, and it was $20. That's like what this was. Now, we're talking about fresh caught lobster or something like that. I was like, $6? Yeah, I'm in. Let's try this or whatever. I'm appalled. Lobster, you're disgusting. Thanks for listening to me to wrap up my stupid trip or whatever. We'll do normal end of the show tomorrow. But for now, it's the end of the end of the show show.
End of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks for listening. Tell a friend.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.